I want to thank and praise the Lord that we can come to worship Him together this morning.
我们要感谢赞美神，今天早上能够一起在这儿敬拜。
And this morning, I would like to speak to you on the topic of forgiving one another.
今天早上我正道的题目是彼此饶恕。
This is a topic that I think that we all need to be consistently reminded of, including myself.
我想这么一个题目，我们每一个人都需要一再的被提醒，包括我自己。
Because this is something that our Lord and Master, our Lord Jesus, wants us to do.
因为这是我们的主，耶稣基督要我们做的。
And our passage this morning will be from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 31 and 32.
今天我正道的经文是在以弗所书第四章第三十一节到三十二节。
Please look with me in your Bibles as we read these two verses.
我们现在就要读这两节经文，请各位跟我一起看圣经。
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
以弗所书第四章第三十一节到三十二节，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存连续的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our dear Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning to worship you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们今天来到你的面前敬拜你。
Lord Jesus, we have been reminded by the hymn this morning that we are to be faithful to you.
今天早上借着我们所唱的诗歌，你提醒我们，我们要对你忠心。
Yes, our Master, we desire for you to say to us when we meet you, well done, good and faithful servant.
的确是如此，我们盼望将来有一天救主耶稣基督能够对我们说，你这又忠心又良善的仆人。
Lord Jesus, we are only good. It is only possible for us to be good because of the goodness that you give us.
我们如果有任何的可能可以变成好良善的话，那是因为你的缘故。
For we have none in and of ourselves.
因为我们里头实在没有任何的良善。
But Lord, we pray that you would give us the grace that we might be faithful to you.
求主赐下这样的恩典，让我们对你忠心。
That we would be faithful to you to the end.
我们并且能够忠心到底。
Because that is what you hold in utmost importance in the life of your servants.
因为这是你对你的仆人所做的最重要的要求。
And Lord, we pray that you would use your word, Lord, to speak to us this morning.
求主使用你自己的话对我们说话。
That your Holy Spirit would use your word and that your word would come to us with power this morning.
你的灵能够用你的话对我们说话，并且句句都带着能力。
And that it would change our lives.
因此能够改变我们的生命。
We just commit this time into your hands.
我们就把以下的时间交在你的手中。
We ask that you would be glorified.
愿你的名得荣耀。
For it is in your name that we pray, Lord Jesus.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
阿们。
The church in Ephesus was plagued with conflicts between brothers and sisters in Christ.
以弗所教会中间弟兄姐妹有很多的摩擦冲突。
And these two verses were just a small part of what was going on in the church at that time.
我们刚才所念的两段两节经文，只不过是这些摩擦冲突中的一小部分。
But it was a big part.
但是是非常重要的一部分。
Because it was disrupting the unity that they had in Christ.
因为这种摩擦或者是冲突，影响了破坏了教会的合一。
And Paul was telling them that as members of the body of Christ, they needed to get rid of sins in their lives that would prevent them from forgiving one another.
保罗在这儿告诉他们，作为基督的肢体，他们必须去除一切的罪，因为这些罪足以破坏他们之间的合一跟团结。
Which would be disruptive to their unity.
那么对这些对他们的合一很有毁灭毁坏性。
We see in these verses that they were told to get rid of bitterness.
我们在这儿看到保罗教导他们要去除一切的苦毒。
This word is referring to a lingering resentment against someone that doesn't go away.
这个苦毒的意思就是一个人在心里对另外一个人一直怀着怨恨，而这个怨恨一直留在那边，没有去掉。
Something that just sits there and smolders under the surface.
这个苦毒就好像在一个人的心里一样，像火一样，慢慢的在闷在那边，闷烧。
And it is often manifested as holding a grudge against someone for a long period of time.
表现在外的就是这个人对另外一个人一直怀着愤恨。
They were told to get rid of rage.
保罗也教导他们要去除恼恨。
This word that is used is in reference to blowing up in anger and venting at people.
这个恼恨的意思就是心中的怨恨爆发出来发泄在别人的身上。
This includes something that you do against your family members and your spouse.
这个对象你恼恨的对象包括家庭中的成员你的配偶等等。
They were told to get rid of anger.
保罗也教导他们要除去愤怒。
This word refers to a deep-seated, lingering, strong negative feeling, even hatred.
这个愤怒的意思就是深深的扎在心里头的内心深处不容易去除的一种愤怒。
This is something that's often linked with bitterness.
那么这个愤怒甚至可能是仇恨，那愤怒跟刚才说的苦毒是有关系的。
Anger over time will result in bitterness.
恼恨苦毒经过一段时间以后就会变成愤怒。
And this type of anger is often linked as well with the desire for retaliation or revenge.
这个愤怒常常就导致一种要报复或报仇的心态跟行为。
They were told to get rid of brawling.
保罗也教导他们要除去嚷闹。
This is referring to angry shouting or clamoring, like what people do in riots.
这个指的是非常愤怒的叫嚣，比方说人在进行示威的时候。
Or demonstrations where people are fighting for their rights.
或者是在示威，或者是在为自己的权益争取自己的权益的示威，甚至反叛。
The church should never be a place where people are fighting for their rights.
教会里头人绝对不可以进行要争取自己的权利。这样的行动。
Those words should not be heard in the church.
这种字眼不应该在教会里头出现。
They were also told to get rid of slander.
保罗也教导他们要除去毁谤。
Slander is referring here to an ongoing defamation or smearing of someone's image resulting from an angry and bitter heart.
这个毁谤的意思就是由于一个人的苦毒或者是恼恨或者是愤怒以至于持续性的对另外一个人进行攻击是为了要破坏他的名誉。
Your intention is to say negative things about certain people to make them look bad.
这个人的动机就是要说很多对另外一个人不利的话，来影响那个人在别人心目中的形象。
Sometimes even resorting to lies to put them in a negative light.
有的时候甚至于到一个程度，所说的是谎的，不是实话，不是真的发生过。
The Bible tells us also that they were to get rid of malice.
圣经也告诉我们要去除恶毒。
This is an all-encompassing term for evil or wickedness.
这个恶毒的意思是一个就包括所有的邪恶。
Perhaps used here as a summary term describing the sins that were just mentioned.
也许在这个上下文里头，在这恶毒是总括前面说的那些罪。
And we are told to get rid of these sins in our lives.
保罗教导我们要除掉这一切的罪。
These sins cause conflicts between people in general.
这个这样的这些罪能够在人与人之间造成冲突。
And in this context here, particularly between brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
那么在这个上下文里头保罗特别指的是教会里头的弟兄姐妹。
Because these are sins that can hinder and even destroy the fellowship of believers.
因为这些罪足以阻碍或者甚至毁坏毁灭这个弟兄姐妹的团契跟合一。
It can strain and destroy relationships between believers.
它能够在信徒跟信徒之间制造紧张。
And it can greatly weaken the unity that we already have in Christ.
它能够破坏弟兄姐妹在基督里头的合一跟团契跟团结。
It can also greatly damage the witness that believers are to have toward unbelievers.
也能够负面的影响信徒在世界上为主所做的见证。
These are sins that can hinder the attractiveness of the gospel to unbelievers.
这些罪能够让福音不再对世上的人有吸引力。
For if unbelievers see that some of the same type of things that they see going on in this world are going on in the body of Christ.
因为当外界的人看到这些罪在教会之中不断的出现的时候，
In their mind, what difference does it make whether or not someone believes in Jesus if there's no real change?
那么在他们就会想，那么如果没有任何的改变的话，那信这位神跟不信又有什么差别呢？
And if we harbor these sins in our heart,
而且如果我们在我们的心里怀着怨恨，
How can we possibly express the virtues that we see in verse 32?
那我们怎么可能表现出三十二节所提到的那些种种的美德
that we are supposed to have as believers.
我们这些美德都是我们信徒应该具备的。
So in verse 32, we are told rather to be kind.
所以在第三十二节，保罗告诉我们，我们应该有恩慈。
Acting, this means acting charitably or favorably to someone, even though they may have acted uncharitably or unfavorably toward you.
这个意思就是对某一个人有慈善的态度，对他做出好的事情，即使对方曾经亏待过我们。
We are also told as believers to be compassionate.
保罗也告诉我们要存连续的心。
Literally, this means tender-hearted.
这个连续的表面的意思，直接的意思就是有一个柔软的心肠。
Having a genuine heartfelt sympathy for the needs of others, even though your own needs may not have been met.
就是对别人的需要有一个真真实实的很真诚的同情，即使是我们自己有某些需要没有被满足的时候。
In contrast, a hard-hearted person is someone who is cold who is unsympathetic with others and uncaring toward others.
相反的，一个硬着心肠的人就是很冷的，对别人没有丝毫的同情。
Someone who is unforgiving toward others, even when the person who may have offended you tries to make amends.
这样的一个人不能够饶恕别人，即使对方曾经对你做过什么不好的事情，他真心的想跟你和好的时候，你还是不饶恕他。
We are also told to be forgiving.
保罗也告诉我们要饶恕。
This word translated as forgiving more literally refers to dealing generously or dealing graciously with others, even when they do not deserve it.
这个饶恕的意思就是在原文的意思就是对别人能够很大度的宽容大度的来对别人好，即使是对方曾经对你做了什么不好的事情。
And the reason that we are to be this way is all because in Christ, or as in the King James, it says, for Christ's sake.
我们之所以，保罗之所以要我们做这种种，这个原因，就是在主里头或者钦定本，所说的。为着主的缘故
Because of what he has done for us on the cross.
因着他为我们在十字架上所成就的
God is kind, he is tender-hearted, and he has dealt graciously with us in forgiving us of our sins.
神是恩慈的，神是充满连续怜悯的，神饶恕了我们一切的罪。
God did not love us or save us because we deserved it.
神并没有，他之所以拯救我们，并不是因为我们配得他的救赎。
But he loved us and saved us when we least deserved it.
而是因为他那么的爱我们，以至于我们在实在是不值得、不配得他任何一丝一毫的爱的时候，他还是爱了我们。
When the only thing that we deserved was eternal condemnation in hell for all eternity because of our sins.
当我们在犯罪的时候，我们所面对的是在永恒里接受永远的惩罚。在这个时候，他还是爱了我们。
Romans 5:8 tells us, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书第五章第八节说神的爱就在这儿显明了。当我们还是罪人的时候，他为我们舍命流血在十字架上。
It was not during the time when we were being obedient to God. It was not during the time where we were loving God. It was when we were still sinners, not caring about God at all, that Christ died for us.
神主耶稣基督为我们死的时候，并不是我们顺服他的时候，并不是我们听从他的时候，而是我们还是罪人的时候，他就为我们死了。
In the eyes of God, completely disobedient and wicked.
在当我们还在神的眼里，我们是十足的罪人，完全的悖逆的时候，他就为我们死了。
Our Lord is kind to us.
我们的主的确是以恩慈来待我们。
Even though we have not acted favorably toward him.
虽然我们还是跟，虽然我们在与他为敌。
In Luke chapter 6, verse 35.
路加福音第六章第三十五节。
In Luke 6:35, it tells us.
路加福音第六章第三十五节这么说。
It says,Jesus said, but love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. In other words, you will be like your Father, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked.
路加福音第六章第三十五节，你们倒要爱仇敌，也要善待他们。并要借着人不指望偿还， 借给人不指望偿还，你们的赏赐就必大了，因为你必做至高者的儿子。意思就是说，你必像那位至高者，因为他恩待那忘恩的和作恶的。你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。
God wants us to show love even to our enemies in the form of kindness, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked.
神要我们对仇敌要用恩慈来对待仇敌，因为他自己就是这样子对待罪人。
Now, when we see these words, ungrateful and wicked, there is a tendency for us to immediately attribute those words or connect those words with our enemies or people we don't like.
当我们看到这样的字眼，不感恩，或者是邪恶的时候，我们容易把这些字眼联想到那些我们的仇敌。
But these words are not referring just to those who are our enemies, or even God's enemies.
但是这些字眼并不只是指我们的仇敌，而是也指神的仇敌。
These words are referring to what we were formerly like in the eyes of God, what we were like toward God.
这些字眼主要的不是指那些神的仇敌或我们的仇敌，指的就是我们在信主以前，我们的光景就是他的仇敌。
But he was kind to us by reconciling us, by bringing us back into a peaceful relationship with himself.
但是他用恩慈来带我们，他把我们带回到与他和好的原来的情况关系。
By the death of Jesus for us on the cross and forgiving our sins.
而这些是靠着主耶稣基督在十字架上的宝血所成就的。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 10.
罗马书第五章第十节这么说。
It says, For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?
罗马书第五章第十节，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死，得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
What this verse is saying is that by the death of Jesus for us on the cross, it is not, he did not only bring us into a temporary point of reconciliation between us and the Father, a temporary time of peace.
在这儿所指的是当主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们舍命流血的时候，他所成就的不只是我们跟神之间暂时的和好。
But he has given us eternal life.
而且他还给了我们永生。
And he has saved us for eternity by the eternal life he gives us.
借着他给我们的永生，他把我们从永恒的死里头拯救出来。
He has given us an eternal reconciliation with God.
他所给我们的是一个永恒的不会消失的与神的和好的关系。
You know, it is good to emphasize the righteousness, the judgment, and the holiness of God.
当然，如果我们谈神，谈到他的公义，谈到他的圣洁，谈到他的审判，这个是对的。
One of these results of emphasizing these attributes of God is that it can strike fear in someone's heart and make them begin to think of spiritual things and of eternal matters.
当我们强调神这种的属性的时候，它能够在对方的心中能够产生一种敬畏，并且让他思想到永恒的问题。
But the Bible tells us that it is primarily the kindness of God that leads us to true repentance.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们之所以真心的悔改，主要是因为神的恩慈。
In Acts 24:25, Paul was speaking here to the governor Felix.
使徒行传第二十四章第二十五节。
And he was
Paul.
And he was speaking to him on the righteousness of God and the judgment of God that is to come against sinners.
在这儿保罗对这个腓利斯谈到神的审判，谈到神未来的的公义跟他未来的审判。
And we see that Felix's response, it says, as Paul discoursed on righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and said, that's enough for now, you may leave.
我们在使徒行传24章25节看到保罗讲论公义、节制和将来的审判，腓利斯甚觉恐惧，说你暂且去吧。等我得便再叫你来。
But we are reminded in Romans 2, verse 4.
但是罗马书第二章第四节同时也提醒我们。
It says, or do you show contempt or despisement for the riches of his kindness, tolerance and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance?
罗马书第二章第四节，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？
I think that for most of us here who are believers,
我想对我们在座的很多信徒而言，
that your coming to receive Jesus, I'm sure, was a combination of realizing the righteousness and the holiness of God together with the kindness of God.
你当初来到主的面前求他的赦免接受他，我想你是基于一个对他的公义，对他的审判的敬畏，以及对他的恩慈的一个回应。
But I believe that in most cases it is primarily the kindness of God shown in his tolerance, when you realized his tolerance, his patience, his love toward you.
但是我想在多数的情况下，很多人接受主是因为他明白了主的恩慈，主对他的宽容跟忍耐。
It was when the Holy Spirit applied these truths to your heart.That it melted your heart.
那个时候圣灵把这些用这些真理在你的心中动工，融化了你的心。
And it brought you to a state of willing submission before our Lord.
圣灵带领你来到一个情况，就是你愿意甘心情愿地接受主。
And God has been kind to us who were formerly his enemies.
神对我们这些当初与他为敌的是充满恩慈的。
And this is why we are told to be kind even to our enemies.
这就是为什么神教导我们，我们要对人有恩慈，甚至对我们的仇敌有恩慈。
How much more so to brothers and sisters in Christ?
既然是这样，那么我们岂不是对自己的主内的弟兄姐妹更应该有恩慈吗？
We see that God is also tender-hearted toward us.
我们的神也是对我们有怜悯的心。
There are so many ways that God has shown his tender heartedness toward us.
神在用很多的方式来向我们表示他的怜悯。
The greatest example being shown in Jesus when he was on the cross.
最大的一个例子就是主耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上。
Who is more concerned for our need to have our sins forgiven and for us to be brought back into a peaceful relationship with God?
主耶稣基督之所以愿意舍命流血，他最大的最关心的就是我们有一个希望能够跟神完全的和好。
He was more concerned with that than what he.Would have to go through on the cross in the way of suffering, in the way of loneliness and rejection by the Father.
他之所以他对我们这样的一个爱已经超过了他自己所承受的将要承受的肉身上的或者灵里的受苦跟孤独跟被上帝所弃绝。
We see in Psalm 69, verse 20, which is a messianic psalm, which is basically a prophecy about the future Messiah and what the Savior, Jesus, would experience.
在诗歌的 诗篇的第69篇第20节，我们这样看到第69篇第20节预表将来的弥赛亚，主耶稣基督要经历的一切。
And Psalm 69 verse 20 can be seen as the Messiah speaking.
我们也可以把诗篇第69篇第20节看作是弥赛亚他在对我们直接说话。
He said, scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none.
诗篇第69篇第20节，辱骂伤破了我的心，我又满了忧愁。我指望有人体恤，却没有一个；我指望有人安慰，却找不着一个。
But even now, in his tenderheartedness toward us,
但是就是在这个时，就在这个时候，他还是对我们满有柔软的心肠。
He always comforts us and sympathizes with us in our needs.
他总是体恤安慰我们，并且体恤我们的软弱。
We see that God is also forgiving toward us.
我们也看见神也是那位饶恕我们的神。
And this is the primary emphasis of these verses.
这个饶恕是这段经文最重要的一点。
In verse 4, verse 32 of Ephesians 4, it says, Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, or for Christ's sake, God forgave you.
以弗所书第五章第32节，以恩慈相待，存连续的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里或者神为了基督的缘故饶恕了你们一样。
You know, when we receive Jesus, the Bible tells us that all of our sins, in which the Bible tells us there are at least three main types of sins, they're all forgiven.
圣经告诉我们，在我们接受主耶稣基督的那一刻，神就原谅了我们所有的罪，其中包括三样。
One type of sin that is forgiven is the intentional or willful sins that we do in willful defiance against what God wants us to do.
我们被赦免的最终的第一个就是所有的我们有意的或任意妄为的罪。
And these can be seen by others.
而这些罪是别人看得见的。
Another type of sin is the Bible refers to as secret sins or the hidden sins.
另外一种被赦免的罪，就是那些隐而未现的罪。
These are sins that we think that no one else knows about that we are committing, but God knows.
这样的罪，我们以为人都看不见，但是神知道。
And there's a third type of sin.That we are of which we are forgiven, and those are the unknown sins of which we don't even know that we're committing against God, but for which we are still held accountable.
第三种被饶恕的罪，就是那些我们所不知道的罪，就是我们在不知不觉之中犯了那些罪，但是在神眼里这也是罪，而这。样的罪也被饶恕了。
In Psalm 19:12, David said, "Forgive my hidden faults."
在诗篇第十九章第十二节这么说，大卫请神饶恕他隐藏的罪。
And in verse 13, he says, "Keep your servant also from willful sins."
在第十三节，他也要求神帮助他。不任意的，有意的犯罪。
But if we look at Leviticus chapter 4, verse 27.
但是如果我们看利未记，第
四章。
第四章。
27 and 28.
第二十五，第二十七节跟二十八节。
Leviticus 4, 27. Starting with verse 27, it says, If a member of the community sins unintentionally,That means in ignorance, and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, he is guilty. When he is made aware of the sin he committed, he must bring as his offering for the sin he committed a female goat without defect.
利未记第四章第二十七节， 民中若有人行了耶和华所吩咐不可行的什么事，误犯了罪，所犯的罪自己知道了，就要为所犯的罪牵一只没有残疾的母公羊为供物。
This female goat that he was to bring was a representation of the future ultimate sacrifice that was made by Christ.
这个母公羊，没有残疾的母公羊，预表将来要为人类舍命流血的主耶稣。
Of which the Bible says in 1 John that the blood of Jesus Christ purifies us from every sin.
在约翰一书里头告诉我们，主耶稣基督的宝血洗净了一切的罪。
The Bible says that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, on the cross.
圣经告诉我们，当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他承担了人类所有的罪。
And he suffered and died to pay the penalty that we should have paid for our sins. Because by the justice of God, the Bible tells us in Romans 6:23 that the penalty of sin is death, eternal death.
罗马书第六章二十三节告诉我们，罪的工价就是死。所以神为了公义的缘故，他让主耶稣在十字架上承担了我们所有的罪，并且而为我们死。
What we owe to God is actually an unpayable debt.
所以我们所欠神的债其实是一个没有法子偿还的债。
For rebelling against him.
我们因为悖逆神所犯的罪，其实是没有这样的一个债，是没有办法可以偿还的。
And that debt is so huge, it is so unpayable, that if we did not have Jesus,
这样的罪是如此的浩大，以至于如果我们没有耶稣基督的话，
We would need to pay the penalty of our sins for eternity.
我们就必须在永恒里接受得到所有的惩罚。
But the eternal sacrifice of Jesus, who is the eternal God in the flesh, pays off our penalty for eternity.
但是主耶稣他就是永恒的神，他为我们舍弃了他的生命，所以他为我们永远的赎了那个罪，他也给我们永远的生命。
One of the most graphic examples of the forgiveness that we have received from God is the parable of the unmerciful servant that Jesus told Peter in Matthew 18.
在马太福音第十八节里头有一个很生动的对这样的一个这样一个解释，就是在马太福音第十六章第十八章对耶稣对彼得所讲的无怜悯心仆人的比喻。
And Jesus told Peter this parable when Peter asked him a question that if he only needed to forgive a brother seven times.
那个时候彼得问耶稣他需要饶恕弟兄几次，七次可以不可以。
And he thought he was being very generous already.
那个彼得说这话的时候，他心里觉得他已经非常的宽宏，他已经够宽宏大量了。
Because I believe the Jewish leaders at that time were telling people that you only needed to forgive someone of the same sin three times.
因为我想在那个时候，犹太人的领袖对他们说，你们只要饶恕对方三次，如果他犯了这样的罪就可以了。
And not only did Jesus give Peter an astronomical number that meant, you know, you had to just keep on forgiving and forgiving and forgiving, but he also gave him a parable, a story with a heavenly meaning.
那么耶稣对彼得的回答就是你要不断的饶恕这个人，然后他就给了彼得一个比喻。
And in this account, it was about a servant of a king who owed the king an unpayable debt.
在这个比喻里头有一个仆人，他欠了他的王的债，他还不了。
That there was no way that he could have paid it off.
他根本没有法子偿还他所欠王的债。
And the king said that he was going to sell him and his wife and children to help pay off some of the debt.
那么这个主人就吩咐他把他的妻子儿女还有一切所有的都卖了来偿还。
But the servant fell down before the king and said, "Please have mercy." And the king had, it says he had compassion or pity upon the servant, and he forgave him all the entire debt.
那个仆人就伏伏在地，就要求那个王宽容他。结果那个王就动了慈心，就把他释放了，而且免了他所有的债。
And then the servant goes out and finds another servant that owed him a very, very small amount of money, a very payable debt.
那么那个仆人出来，结果他就碰到一个同伴，欠他的钱是少得多，而且那些钱是可以偿还的。
And when that other servant couldn't pay it back, he said that he began choking him and demanding, he goes, "Pay back what you owe me."
然后那个人不能还他的钱，他就掐住他的喉咙说，你把所欠的都还我。
And because he couldn't pay it back, that payable debt, he had him thrown into prison as well.
因为他不能够偿还那个可以偿还的债那么小那么少的，他就把他放在监狱里。
And this was the response of the master in the parable, which represents Jesus.
那么我们现在就看到这个仆人的主人的反应。那么这个主人就是代表主耶稣。
In verses 32 to 35, he says, "Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said, 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart."
32节，于是主人叫了他来，对他说，你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应当连续你的伙伴同伴向我连续你吗？主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
We cannot take lightly the warning that our Lord gives us in this account.
我们对于神在这儿给我们的警告，我们绝对不可以掉以轻心。
There are two interpretations of this parable, and neither one can be ruled out.
解经家们对这段经文有两个解释，那么这两个解释都是可能的。
The first interpretation is that the servant represents a true believer.
第一个解释就是这个比喻中的仆人代表的是信徒。
And if a true believer knows that he or she has been forgiven in an unpayable debt,
如果这个真信徒他知道神已经饶恕了他所有的罪，就是免了他所有的债，那些债原本是他还不清的，还不起的。
But is unwilling to forgive someone who owes him a payable debt,
而却不愿意去饶恕别人欠他的一些小债。
Then the words that we see in verses 34 and 35 are referring to him receiving some very serious discipline from the Lord for acting in this way.
如果是这样按照这种解释的话，那么第34节所讲的就是主的管教。
But the punishment in verse 34 sounds too serious to be just discipline.It sounds actually like an eternal punishment.
但是第三十四节那个字眼非常的强烈，好像不只是普通的管教，而是永远的刑罚。
And so the second interpretation is that this unforgiving servant represents a false believer.
所以就有了第二种解释。第二种解释说，这个没有怜悯心的仆人是不是真信徒，是假信徒。
If a person says that he or she is a believer, but completely unwilling to forgive others,
如果一个人说他是信主的，但是他完全不愿意饶恕别人，
then this could indicate that he or she is not a true believer.
那么这个可能很可能表示他不是真信徒。
And that their sins have not yet been forgiven.
因此其实他们自己的罪还没有被赦免。
And the description in verses 34 and 35 is actually a description of hell.
那么第34节的意思就是指的是在永远的刑罚在地狱里。
Where all those who reject Jesus will spend eternity paying off their unpayable debt to God for all the sins and offenses committed against the King of the universe.
在这个地方所有那些没有接受主耶稣基督的人就会永远在那儿偿还他们不可能偿还对神的债。
It is similar to a situation in our society where a person who commits a capital offense sometimes will receive a sentence of punishment or imprisonment for life.
就很像我们的法律里头，如果有人犯了大罪，犯了杀人的罪，那么他所得到的刑罚可能就是在监狱里头有无期的徒刑。
But for all of us as sinners, we have committed many capital offenses against a holy God, and the sentence is imprisonment and punishment for not just for life, but for eternity.
对于我们这些罪人来说，我们所犯的罪是比几个杀人罪更严重的罪，我们必须要付出极重的代价，这个代价是付不了的，也就是说必须在地狱里头永远的在地狱里头被关在地狱里。
Given all that we have been forgiven in Christ, for his sake, we of all people should understand the need to have a forgiving spirit toward others.
因为我们已经既然我们已经被主所完全的饶恕了，他免了我们所有的债，那么我们就应该知道对别人有一个饶恕的心是何等的重要。
In 1 Corinthians 6:7, we see another situation where we see in the Corinthian church it was chaos.
我们在哥林多前书第六章第七节，我们可以看到哥林多教会那个时候是处在非常乱的情况下。
Because people in the church were being wronged by others, they were being cheated by others, even brothers and sisters were taking each other to court, to a public court, and as a result, the name of Jesus was being shamed and ridiculed.
哥林多前书里头所描写的那些教会的人，他们彼此有冲突，有摩擦，甚至有人去告他们，彼此相告，那么让神的主耶稣基督的名受到很大的羞辱。
Paul told them in 1 Corinthians 6:7, he said to them, why not rather be wrong? Instead of doing what you're doing, why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated?
所以保罗就在哥林多前书第六章第七节说，你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了，为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
In other words, is this not what Christ went through for us?
换句话说，保罗说，这不正是神在主耶稣在基督十字架上为我们所成就的吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you hold any grudges against a brother or sister in Christ or against someone in your life?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们是不是在心里对主内的弟兄姐妹或对其他的任何人心中有怨恨呢？
Maybe because of an unkind word that was spoken to you maybe years ago.
也许对方在几年以前对你说过一句不好听的话。
The person did something to you that you felt was inexcusable or offensive.
也许对方在曾经对你做过什么你认为是不可饶恕的罪。
Or maybe you didn't receive something that you think you should have received from a person.
或者你从别人那儿得不到你认为你应该得到的东西。
Or persons.
或者是一群人。
You might say, I'm not holding a grudge against anyone.
也许你会说，我对那个人并没有任何的怨恨了。
Is there anyone in the church that perhaps you have not talked to for years?
那么我们要问自己，我们在教会里头是不是有任何一个人，我们有好久没跟他说话了。
When you see them, do you intentionally walk in another direction?
当我们看到他的时候，我们是不是有意的从别的地方走过，不愿意？
So you don't have to interact with them?
这样子你就我们就不必跟他打交道。
If the answer is yes,
如果这个答案是是的
，then you are holding a grudge.
那么你的心里就是有怨恨。
God holds no grudges against us for Christ's sake.
神为了主耶稣基督的缘故，他对我们没有任何的怨恨或仇恨。
He holds nothing against us for Christ's sake.
为了主的缘故，主耶稣基督的缘故，神对我们没有一丝一毫的怨恨或仇恨。
Psalm 103:12 it says, "As far as the east is from the west, in going to infinity, so far has He removed our transgressions from us."
诗篇说，东离西有多远？神对饶恕那些犯罪的人也有多远。
In Hebrews 8:12, God says, "For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more."
希伯来书第十二章告诉我们，我不会。第八章第十二节告诉我们，我不会再纪念他们任何的罪恶。
One of my favorite stories about forgiving one another is with a person called Corey Ten Boom.
有一个我很喜欢的事情，就是这个是跟饶恕人有关系的，是 Corey
Ten Boom.
Ten Boom 的故事。
She was of Dutch descent, a very godly woman of Dutch descent.
她是荷兰人的后裔。
And just I'm going to share a little bit with you from a book.One of her books called Tramp for the Lord.
我要从她写的一本书里头摘录出一段来跟各位分享。
During the Hitler regime, when the Nazis were killing the Jews, she and her family helped to hide some of the Jews from being killed.
在希特勒屠杀犹太人的时候，她跟她的家人保护了一些犹太人。
And their family was caught and put into a Nazi concentration camp.
那么他们就被发现了，就放在一个纳粹的集中营里。
And their family was persecuted horribly, and she saw numbers of relatives of her family cruelly killed before her eyes.
她亲眼目睹她的家人或者是她的亲戚朋友被很被残害。
And yet she was still able to forgive by God's grace and by God's power even those specific guards that had killed her family members.
但是借着神的恩典，她还是能够饶恕那些杀害她的家人的。
But in her book, she gives an account about something that happened to her that some brothers and sisters in Christ had done against her.
但是在她的书里头，她写出一段有些主内的弟兄姐妹对她有过对她有过对她待她非常不好。她提到这一点。
And what this shows us is the persistence, the potential persistence, as well as even how subtle.An unforgiving spirit can be, and how there's no way we can forgive by our own strength.
在这本书里头，让我们看到人性的一面，就是这个不饶恕别人的心态是非常是持续不断的，而且有的常常是不着痕迹的，但是在那儿。
She was a mature Christian believer at 70 years old, and she said this.When some Christian friends whom I loved and trusted did something which hurt me, you would have thought that having been able to forgive the guards at Ravensbrück, which is the Nazi concentration camp, forgiving friends would be child's play.
他如果不是靠着神的力量，他不可能饶恕任何的人。 那么在这一本书里头，他大概是说，当我碰到那些出卖我的、对我不好的的弟兄姐妹的时候，你会觉得我饶恕他们是非常容易的，因为我对那些杀害我的家人的那些守卫，我都能够饶恕。饶恕这些主内的弟兄姐妹，当然非常的容易。
It wasn't. For weeks, I seethed inside. But at last, I asked God again to work His miracle in me, and again it happened.
但是事实上不如此，不是如此。有好几个礼拜，我在心里，把这些事情闷在心里，我就求神帮助我在我的生命中再创造另外一个神迹，让我能够完完全全的饶恕这些主内的弟兄姐妹。
First, the cold-blooded decision. Then, the flood of joy and peace. I had forgiven my friends. I was restored to my father.
首先，我所做的决定是冷血的、理智的决定，然后我就有一种主来的喜乐跟平安在里头，我完全饶恕了我的朋友们，而且我跟神完全的和好了。
But as time went on, she began to see that sometimes forgiveness is not just a one-time thing. Sometimes it is something that must be done again and again before the Lord, depending on the Lord.
但是随着时间的过去，她慢慢的发现，有的时候饶恕不是一时一刻就解决得了的问题，她需要常常的来到主的面前，求主帮助他真正的饶恕那些人。
10 years later, a good friend came to visit her. She was 80 years old at this time.
十年以后，她80岁的时候，有一个主内的朋友来看她。
And this friend asked her about this, what these brothers and sisters had done to her, and said, have they accepted your forgiveness of them?
那么这个朋友就提到那些对她不好的弟兄姐妹们，然后问她他们接受了你的饶恕跟原谅吗？
And suddenly she became extremely animated.
然后突然她就又很激动起来。
They say there is nothing to forgive. They deny it ever happened. No matter what they say though, I can prove they are wrong.
她说这些人根本不承认他们对我做过错事，他们说没有什么可以我可以饶恕他们的，但是我可以证明他们的确是对我做了很多不对的事。
I went eagerly to my desk. See, I have it in black and white. I saved all their letters and I can show you where.
然后我就很激动地跑到我的书桌去，说你看我还保留了这些证据，他们都是很清楚的，是黑白分明的，可以证明对方是错的。
Her friend said to her then, aren't you the one whose sins are at the bottom of the sea, and yet are the sins of your friends etched in black and white?
所以这个朋友就很温和地对他说，你不是那个你的罪已经被饶恕，已经被丢在埋在大海的深处，而你的朋友对你所做的错，你却是深深的还刻在你自己的心里吗？
After she found her voice, she said, Lord Jesus, I whispered at last, who takes all my sins away, forgive me for preserving all these years the evidence against others. Give me grace to burn all the blacks and whites as a sweet-smelling sacrifice to your glory. And she didn't go to sleep that night until she took those letters and threw them into that little charcoal grate, burning grate, and burned up the letters.
最后，她对神轻声的祷告说，请你帮助我，让我能够完完全全的饶恕。所以最后他就毁灭了那些证据。
And she said, forgiveness is the key which unlocks the door to resentment and handcuffs of hatred. It breaks the chains of bitterness and the shackles of selfishness.
他说，他说，饶恕足以能够冲破打开任何的愤怒或者是仇恨这样的脚镣手铐。
You know, having an unforgiving spirit doesn't hurt the other person.
如果我们有一颗不能饶恕的心，其实这个不能够伤害对方。
It hurts you the most, and it also grieves the heart of God that we see in Ephesians 4:30.
你是那个最受到这个伤害的人，而且这个让圣灵担忧。
I know from experience that there are people today in our churches in general that only want to emphasize the grace and the love of God.
我从我的经验，我知道教会里头，当今的现在的教会有很多人。他们强调神的恩慈跟慈爱。
They don't want to emphasize sin in their lives or living a holy life.
他们不愿意强调，他们所犯的罪，或者是圣洁这样的。
And yet these people can be some of the most ungracious and most unloving in the way that they treat others.
但是这些人，他们对待别人可能是最没有。
They want to emphasize the complete forgiveness of God in their life.
他们强调神对他们已经完全的赦免了。
But they can be some of the most unforgiving people in this world.
但是他们对别人，他们可能是最不能够饶恕别人的人。
This is such a huge inconsistency.
所以他们在他们的生命之中有这么一个。完全的言行而不一致的。
Paul said in Acts chapter 24 verse 15 that before, because he realizes that one day he's going to face God, he says in verse 16, so I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man.
所以保罗在使徒行传第
24章
保罗说他努力的对勉励自己对神对人都有一个无愧的良心。
I think we can understand why we need to keep a clear conscience before God.
我想我们都能够明白为什么在神的面前我们需要常常存着无愧的良心。
This can be referring to the sins that we directly do against him without involving another person.
这个可以适用在我们对神做出犯罪的事情，而这样的事情跟旁人无关。
Because even as believers, we'll stand before him in the future to give an accounting of what we have done for him on this earth.
因为即使是信徒，将来也要站在神的面前对他交账。
But Paul tells us that we need to keep a clear conscience before man as well.
但是保罗在这儿告诉我们，我们对人也应该长存无愧的良心。
For things that we have done against others, which is ultimately also against God.
我们对人，就是说我们对别人做了一些对不起对方的事情，那么这样的一件事情，其实归根究底是对神犯罪了。
Is your conscience clear before God and man today?
所以我要问各位一个问题，你对神对人都有一个无愧的良心吗？
Have you offended someone and you know that you have offended them, but because of your pride, you have never gone to that person to apologize, to acknowledge your wrongdoing, and to try to reconcile your relationship with them?
你是不是曾经冒犯过某一个人？你知道你做错了，但是因着你的骄傲、你的自大，你不没有到那个人面前去求他的原谅，跟他恢复和好的关系。
Are you holding a grudge against someone today?
你今天是不是对某一个人心怀怨恨
？Harboring bitterness and anger.
苦毒或者恼恨，或者是愤怒。
You know you shouldn't do this to them.
你知道你不应该这么做。
But maybe you don't want to give it up.
但是可能你不愿意放弃这些。
Yes, I say we don't want to give it up. Because I think sometimes when our inability to forgive is not that we cannot forgive. It is because we do not want to give it up. We want to continue to think about it. We like, enjoy putting fuel on the fire and to keep reliving it in our memories.
我之所以问说你是不是不愿意放弃这些不好的 心态。那是因为常常我发现我们不是不能饶恕对方，而是我们不要饶恕对方。我们一而再、再而三的思想这些事情，让我们心中对对方充满了仇恨。
I never want to forget what you did to me.
我对你对不起我的，我绝对不会原谅你的。
And I'm never going to let you forget it either.
我也绝对不会让你忘记你曾经对我做过的任何的不是。
If you consider yourself to be a true believer today,
如果你自认为自己是真的信徒，
then you need to forgive in front of the one who has forgiven you.
那么你就应该饶恕某人，因为神已经饶恕了你。
Before the one who shed his blood for you on the cross for your sins.
你就应该在神的面前求他的饶恕，那位为你舍命流血的神。
In 2 Corinthians 2:10, Paul said, "If there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ."
哥林多后书第二章第十节，保罗这么说：你们赦免谁，我也赦免谁。我若有所赦免的，是在基督面前为你们赦免的。
It is so, in closing, brothers and sisters, it is so important today that you ask the Lord to help you to forgive anyone in your life that you have not been able to forgive.
最后，我要劝勉各位弟兄姐妹，我们应该求神给我们能力去赦免那些别人。
Because having an unforgiving spirit is sin in the eyes of God. I think God's word is clear on that.
因为在神的心目中，不饶恕人是一个罪。我想神在圣经里头已经很清楚地告诉我们。
And if you have offended someone but have never apologized to that person,
如果你冒犯了某个人，你还没有对他，向他道歉。
Out of stubbornness or pride,
不管你是因为你自己的固执，或者是因着你自己的骄傲，
then you need to ask for forgiveness for that too.
那么你也应该来到神的面前，求他的饶恕。
And ask the Lord to help you to reconcile with that brother or sister in Christ.
并且求神给你能力，让你能够跟对方真正的和好。
And consistently forgiving one another is a critical way for us to preserve the unity that we have in Jesus.A unity that should be seen by unbelievers.
我们在生命的道路中，我们始终能一贯的能够饶恕别人，这个是教会合一团结的很大关键。
One last verse in John 17:21, Jesus said that all of them may be one, Father, just as you were in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
就像约翰福音
17:21，
主耶稣基督这么说的，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
When people see the love of believers for one another, the joy that they have in fellowship.
当世人看见主内弟兄姐妹的合一团结，当世人看见他们彼此团契交通的喜乐的时候，
The love they have for others, the unity amongst them.
他们对别人的爱，他们彼此相爱，还有合一。
It can draw them to Jesus.
那么这样的见证就可以吸引别人到主的面前来。
It can help them to see that Jesus is the Savior sent from heaven.
这可以帮助他们，让他们相信主耶稣基督是天父所差遣来的救主。
And it can also help them to see the reality of Christ and what he is able to do.
也可以帮助他们，主的爱是如何的真正的可以彰显在人主内的弟兄姐妹之间的关系上。
Let's close in prayer.
我们做一个结束的祷告。
Before we pray, I just want to give you just a short time, about a minute, to come before the Lord and ask the Lord to examine your heart to see whether or not there is someone in your life that you need to forgive or someone that you have offended that you need to reconcile your relationship with.
在我们祷告之前，我想给各位一段短暂的时间。 让我们在主的面前省察，我们是不是得罪了别人？我们应该向他道歉，或者是我们应该饶恕别人。
Do not take lightly the words of Jesus.
我们对主耶稣基督的教导不应该掉以轻心。
If there's anyone here this morning who is not yet a believer of Jesus,
如果在座的还有没有信主的,
your sins are not yet forgiven.
你的罪还没有得到赦免,
you have not been brought back into a peaceful relationship with God.
你跟神之间的关系还没有恢复和好,
and only when you receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord will your sins be completely forgiven.
你只有接受耶稣基督做你的救主跟主，你的罪才能够得到赦免。If
that is the desire of your heart today,
如果你今天有这么一个愿望,
to have your relationship with God restored,
恢复你跟神之间和好的关系,
then you can pray this prayer to Jesus.
那么你就可以这样的向耶稣祷告。Dear
Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣,
I admit that I am a sinner.
我承认我是个罪人。
I need a Savior.
我需要一位救主。
I need you.
我需要你。
Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins and for rising from the dead.
谢谢你为了我的罪在十字架上被钉死，并且死后复活。
I want to begin to live my life the way that you want me to live it.
我想开始按照你的吩咐过我的生活。I
want to receive you into my life to be my Savior.
我希望能够接受你到我的生命中做我的主。And
to be my Lord.
做我的救主跟做我的主。Make
me the kind of person that you want me to be.
求主帮助我, 让我成为你心目心意和你心意的人。Thank
you for forgiving me of my sins.
谢谢你饶恕了我所有的罪。In
Jesus' name I pray.
我这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time today.
亲爱的天父, 谢谢你赐给我们这段时间。Just
pray, Lord, that your word would continue to speak to our hearts.
求主继续使用你的话对我们说话。That
your Holy Spirit, Lord, even for us as believers, that you would use your word through your Holy Spirit, Lord, to bring about to bring out your cleansing work, Lord, in our lives.
求主的圣灵帮助我们，即使是我们已经相信你的，也帮助我们，让你的圣灵能在我们的生命中一直做洁净的工作。Lord,
having a forgiving spirit is also one way that we can be faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们对主忠心的方法之一，就是我们自己要有一个饶恕的心。Faithful
in obeying Him.
我们要忠心的信靠你。Give
us the grace and mercy, Lord, to do this.
就求主赐下这个恩典恩赐来帮助我们。In
Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.